Hello and welcome to Season 3, Episode 4 of the Sajan Photography Podcast. My name is Jason Teal, and today we are going to continue our discussion on cityscape photography by talking about one of my favorite photos. Now, there is a couple of stories revolving around this photo, and not all of them actually pertain to the exact photo that you see in the podcast artwork here. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, whenever I do these segments, always check the podcast artwork and you'll see the picture that I'm talking about. I'm hoping that in the future that we can somehow work in a standard photo so when you're listening to this, it'll pop up. But just FYI, the photo that I'm talking about will be in your podcast artwork. And with that being said, I do want to jump right in to this particular photo. Now, before we get into sort of the story behind this image, a lot of people have requested to include a little bit more about the actual image in general. So I'm going to start with the location and sort of the basic EXIF data for this shot. Now, this shot was taken at the Welts Tower in Ulsan, South Korea, where I live, but I don't live in that basic apartment building. So if you remember when I was talking about, you know, being kind of a ghost or a ninja to get into these places, this is where this comes in handy because I don't live there, so I'm really not supposed to be on top of the roof. But this is a place that I really like going to because it's consistent. Nobody really cares if you go in and out, and there are enough foreigners there that nobody bats an eyelash. And as well, it overlooks the Sinbok Rotary, which is the subject of this photo. The actual settings that I used, this was back when I had my EOS 5D Mark III, which is a Canon. So I used the settings to go down to about ISO 50, and that's going to show up in how long the light trails are. But my aperture was set at 11. The shutter speed was about 30 seconds. And the focal length was about 16 millimeters because I was using my Tokina ATX 16-28 f2.8 Pro FX lens. And if you're wondering how expensive this setup is, that particular lens is a kind of a budget lens, but it's one that I absolutely love. And it's not going to break the bank if you choose to buy it, unlike some of the other ultra wide angle lenses on the market. And keep in mind that it also goes or opens wide enough to an f2.8. So that's always a bonus for me because you can get some really cool shots with an aperture like that. Now, getting into the shot itself, I've got to take you back almost 20 years. And bear with me because this is the part where I stray from the actual shot to why I ended up at that location and shooting that shot. So I want to take you back to the beginnings of my photographic career, I guess you could say. And that was when I was still shooting with my friend Dave Harvey by my side. And at that time, I was still living in Mugadong, which is sort of the area around the Sinbok Rotary. And Dave had taken me up to a building where I could get a better shot of this rotary and one that he has shot many times before. So with him at my side, he instructed me on how to use the camera in order to get a long exposure shot. And it was really a great, almost exhilarating experience being able to get into these buildings and then getting this like bird's eye view of the city that really I don't think anybody else at the time was really getting. Because keep in mind that this is probably about, oh, I'd say 2004, I think. And really nobody was doing shots like this. And that sort of came back to bite me in the ass a little bit because at that time I was sort of surrounded by like a lot of, I don't know, like toxic people, but ones that they were more concerned about how cool they were and really only viewed me as some sort of weird sidekick to my friend Dave. And thus, when I actually did win a photo contest with this particular shot, I heard a lot of comments like, oh, that looks exactly like Dave's shot or something like that, that people felt that I was copying my own friend and mentor, and that really kind of chapped my ass a little bit. So what I did in this case was I looked for a different vantage point. And I think this is important when you are scouting locations or when you're going to popular spots that other people have shot, because you're going to need to find your own way. And that's where I think the love of cityscape photography really came from, was because I really was trying to find a different angle, my own angle, and not one that people would say, oh yeah, you know, that's just a ripoff of so-and-so's photo. And when I did, I found a few years later the Welts Tower, because to be honest, when Dave and I were shooting that angle, that the buildings that I actually shot the photo that we're talking about from didn't exist. Like, that's how long I've been in Ulsan for. So when they built up these towers, I managed to get up and check out the view and then really work on trying to get a good shot from that place, which, to be honest, wasn't that hard, but it was also stepping back and looking at the scene in front of me and trying to work with the composition. So if you look at this image, you're going to see like the main expressway road, the circular rotary, and that sort of Star Trek thing in the middle, which Simbok Rotary is known for. So it's about playing with the composition there and also the time frame. Do you go for a sunset shot? Do you go for a blue hour shot? Or do you wait until night and try and get something a little bit more cyberpunk-like? For me, in this location, I spent years trying to find the best angle and then trying to find the best time of day. For this shot, I found blue hour worked the best. One of the things I really like about this location in particular is that, as I mentioned before, nobody really cares if you go in and out of there. There's not a lot of security cameras, or at least there wasn't when I was there last. And it's quite easy to get up and it offers a good vantage point. But one of the things that really sort of sparked this love for cityscape and maybe rooftopping in particular is the fact that you're sort of out and you're in a new location. There is a little bit of risk, but there's also this hint of, I don't know what you could really put a pin in it and call it, but there was just an excitement of finding a new building or finding a new angle to show the city that you live in. And it was nothing about sharing or clicks back then. It was more just trying to create an image that accurately shows what you have in mind for the city, not what the city is, or, you know, again, going back to that wartime photographer, you're not trying to really show the reality, but you can in such a way. What I really liked about this was these places gave me a unique view where I could go up and I had the time to sort of express myself and my view of what I thought Ulsan was. If you remember the first episode this month where I started talking about how I really fought to change the image of Ulsan, this was part of it, because when I took this shot above Simbok Rotary, it really changed how even I saw the city, because it gave this clean, futuristic view of what normally people thought was just a drab part of the city where, you know, really only students sort of lived, because up the road was Ulsan University. And when a lot of people saw that image, it really sort of shifted their perspective that, you know, oh wow, there's this cool place and this really shows it. Especially during blue hour, because you're getting these, you know, the streaking tail lights and whatnot, and it really gave a different vibe of the city. So that's kind of why I really enjoyed this particular shot, because it really started my long journey into cityscape photography, not just in Ulsan, but it really sparked this whole journey that's been going on for, well, I guess almost two decades now. Wrapping things up, I do want to say that this shot that you're looking at may not be the best shot ever made, but it's one that holds a lot of value to me. And especially because my friend Dave basically introduced me to this shot. And as you know, or maybe you don't know, Dave passed away from a very aggressive and rare form of cancer back in 2015. And Dave was my best friend since university. He was responsible for getting me to Korea twice. And I would say even crediting him with introducing me to my wife, because had he not got me into the EPIC program, I probably would never have met my wife. But the big thing with regards to photography, Dave, since I knew him, was a amazing photographer, and he was the one that gave me this gift. And one of the nights that he took me out specifically to teach me long exposure photography was at this location. So again, this place holds a lot of value to me. It holds a lot of memories, and the fact that I found my own take on it, not just copying what Dave did, is a big thing for me. And again, if you find this particular episode useful, or if you enjoy my podcast, please consider liking, subscribing, sharing, and if you're going to be extra super nice, please leave a review. This helps me get this podcast a little bit more traction and maybe get it into some new ears and some new listeners. And with that being said, I'm going to leave you for this week. Thank you very much. Until next time, take care.